I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are rolling live from Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56. Game Time Decisions has begun. Get on the grid, SiriusXM Channel 159. You know how we do it. Shout out to all of our television affiliates as well. It's been quite the day already here today on Media Row. Business is definitely starting to pick up, and it's just Tuesday right now. Although we should note Pat McAfee's already taken the building over. A.J. Hawk is in the house. We got Mike Carter, North Carolina Tar Heel, New York Jack, about 20 feet away. I met Barry Sanders, Cam Jealous. I met Barry Sanders. Hey, not about 24 hours, actually. I met Barry Sanders, Andre Reed, kicked it with the head-on crew, Pat McAfee, and, of course, the Ragehead Cam. So what's up, Cam?
What's happening? I met Caro for a couple beers last night. He'll be coming on the show a little bit later on. Marazzi, people don't know. Gabe went wild in the gift shop, Marazzi, sporting the new lid, and you got to show him the jersey. That's a sweet, sweet jersey you're rocking, buddy. I tried to get the double XL, Joe Min, a little tight.
Yeah, we got some Super Bowl gear. Well, you want me to bust out the Super Bowl gear?
I love the Super Bowl gear.
All right, you want to make people jealous back home here?
Well, yeah.
Actually, the ball, that's it. The ball should go on the set.
The bag's like $20 in it. Oh,
so
yeah.
The ball.
Nice ball.
Look at the official Saul. All right, so let's get ball on the set here. the Super Bowl ball. And
what's in the bag?
Who do we like Super Bowl?
Oh, boy.
Who do we like Super Bowl? Oh, Nelly. OBJ to score touchdown in the Super Bowl. Maybe the first touchdown in the Super Bowl. Pay for this jersey at 9-1. That's what it cost, this jersey.
It wasn't cheap.
$9,000. It's encrusted real LA diamonds. Check out the Super Bowl patch, though. Can we get the right shot here, guys?
That patch is love. Oh, the patch makes a jersey.
Sports Grid. This is Sports Gaming Teledyne for you. Follow the line. It's a lifestyle. Get your morning started with Kevin Walsh and Dive the Early Line at 7 a.m. every weekday morning.
Sports Rage Late Night.
Flores says that he offered me $100,000 per game to lose. If you have $100,000 and you go to a head coach of a college basketball team and you tell him, I'll give you $100,000 to lose the game, that's match fixing. That's a federal crime. That's worse than what a kid did at Arizona State and you put him in jail for 16 months.
It's Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid. Weekdays, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. On the home of the winning edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network. The Early Line.
I think this is a spot for Brooklyn where you need to cleanse the palate a little bit because there's already tension rocking around. Kyrie Irving's like, yeah, man, it's been difficult for all three of us to be on the floor this season. Hopefully, you know, the pieces come together when the timing's right. What? Hey, man, do you know why guys aren't out there all together? You!
It's The Early Line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside. Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On the home of the Winning Edge. The Sports Grid Radio Network. Game time decisions.
Like the Hawaiian shirt. You either got to be
yes,
like one of
those. Yes, yes. Like, bro, you walk in wearing this game, you're the star of the party. You'll be fending off the chicks with like a hockey stick. You'll be like, ladies, yeah, hey, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I know I look good.
The more I think about it, a fat guy could pull that on. He's like Hawaiian shirt fat guy.
You're right, you're right.
It's Game Time Decisions with Gabe Morenci and Cam Stewart, weekdays 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, on the home of the Winning Edge.
Again, is out of the NBA. Two huge trades in the NBA. First of all, CJ McCollum is on his way from Portland to the New Orleans Pelicans. This is interesting. I bet someone needs to put a microphone in front of Damian Lillard and see if he likes the way that now Portland is apparently building around Damian Lillard. And also, Domantas Sabonis is leaving Indiana on his way to Sacramento for Buddy Hield, Halliburton, and Tristan Thompson. This is really interesting to me because does that mean the Pacers are going for it because of this move? Does this mean the Kings are going for it because of this move? This has certainly impacted some of the lines for tonight with some of these teams in action. I mean, New Orleans is now a 9.5-point favorite, but they're not going to have a full squad because this deal is not fully consummated and all the players are not exactly there. So this is something the guys Gabe and Cam will certainly be discussing when we get back to Radio Row there in Los Angeles. And of course, in LA, we are all talking about the big game on Sunday. The point spread has gone from 4 to 4.5, back to 4. And I've been telling everybody, people say the idea of, oh, the point spread doesn't matter. But we have just been coming off a playoff season where game-winning field goals as time expired and regulation have happened. The idea of who wins the coin toss is one of the most important questions if we should change the rules or anything like that. So if you ask the spitting statistician, we could have the point spread matter. I'm actually leaning, as I said, on Pro Football Today that the Rams could win this game, but that the Cincinnati Bengals may actually cover the number. There's a lot of talk about these two quarterbacks, Matt Stafford and Joe Burrow. To me, the key of this game is that Rams front will be able to get pressure against a sub.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Par Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. Joe Burrow's been running for his life. Even the crazy play he made against the Vegas Raiders with the inadvertent whistle, he was running for his life. Sacked by the Tennessee Titans 9 times in that divisional game. In the AFC Championship, he was running for his life. What will Joe Burrow do if Aaron Donald is chasing him? The guys will discuss it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Restart, regroup at the Red Lobster. We regrouped at the Red Lobster. Game Time Decisions has begun for real. Sirius XM Channel 159. Hey, listen, all we can do is talk.
Yep.
We get paid to talk.
Yep.
The Raging Redhead gets paid to talk. Rick Coro, he gets paid to mingle with the celebrities and the superstars.
Mingle.
He's a mingler.
He's a mingler.
Mingler.
Celebrities and superstars like me and Cam Stewart.
By the way, I just want to tell you that this is obviously post-pandemic very important. Because I'd seen Cam's large face and larger neck on video, but I had never
large
really
face, large
seen
neck.
Him personally.
Oh, you're taking shots right away.
I want to come in hot. I got to come in hot.
Yeah, he's actually lost some pounds. Isn't he looking good?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, perspective.
I crushed a few with Rick last night. We're good.
Different folks. I will just tell you that you've been a legend for many years, but
yes.
I was waiting to meet
Captain
No Neck, and this is the first time. A lot of fun. Man, really,
Rick,
you are absolutely
Rick is
best.
Bringing the high heat.
No, but I learned about your golf prowess and how you caddied and Mike Weir and Trevor Immelman and all of the stuff that you bring to Canadian sports. I also realized, but for Brian Burke, you're one of the top 400, 500 legends north of the border. And I realized.
400, 500. We'll take it.
And then I realized.
Well, don't forget about Drake and April Wine. There's a lot. Al Waxman. You remember King of Kensington? Al Waxman.
And Mr. Royal Canadian Mounted Police and all of those guys. I just thought at the end of the day, I turned to guys and said that we should have moved that 54th parallel up to like 87th parallel.
So I didn't know this.
The northern neighbor.
So what's the deal? You were college roommates with Brian Burke? Are you and Berkey? What, you guys are old school? Friends, or what's the connection with you and Burke?
Old school friends, Harvard Law together. And Brian, I wrote my first sports law paper on the criminality, the excessive violence, and not the criminality, but that hockey's too violent. And Brian, I won't use the language. He looked at me and said,
"Wussification."
Wussification of hockey.
He said, "Rick, you are a young cat." And I said, what is that? What does that really mean? And he said, "Look, that's terrible." Then I turned that into the field of sports law because that became the paper that was published, and I got through all my classes. And then, you know, fast forward to him leaving the Hartford Whalers and the Maple Leafs and you name it. He left them.
Yep.
And then the end of the day, he's hired by Gary Bettman as the chief of discipline.
That's irony right there.
Who's the young cat now, baby?
Wow. And listen, Burke's the most Canadian-American guy ever, number one. He's adopted
time.
He's
American south of the border, and he's way Canadian north of the border.
Chameleon-esque. But I told a story before. A buddy of mine used to work with the Vancouver Canucks and the Grizzlies in the arena and stuff, and he was buddies with some guys in Burke. He got invited to play. He got invited to go fishing. So they go fishing. They slam, you know what I mean? Like
48 beers?
Well, you know, about 150
Wait, time
beers.
Out. Isn't this your story? Didn't you tell the story last night?
What? I told part of it, but his buddy was
my story.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's about.
I think Cam just stole my story.
He stole your story.
Yeah, I didn't know Ricardo.
He took five times as long to tell it.
I'm a better storyteller.
I didn't know you were coming on the show, Rick.
Well, but I didn't know you were going to steal his story.
Oh, he knows I stole a story.
He doesn't even know him. No, he doesn't even know.
No, I don't know him. I said Marenzi's buddy. Rick's selling me down the river there.
What else have you copied? Here, I'm going to keep my data book, right?
I'm wondering where my passport
is. He's calling me a kleptomaniac.
I'm wondering where my passport is. For I know Cam's using around town.
Gave
him Renzi.
Yeah.
Using my credit card.
Yeah. Thank God, look like you. That's all.
This guy's too much. I'm spending 4 hours at the Canadian consulate, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's another
story.
That's another story. We're not getting there.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah, no, but the point is, Burke's a hardcore guy.
Do we have a point? What's our point?
Nah, you know what? Since he already told the story, ruined it. Like, he knew the story.
He just said we were talking about drinking 100 beers, and then your buddy's facing us, beer's not drinking. That's the story.
Here's the Canadian. Here's the takeaway from it. Canadians drink a lot, and today. That's it.
Yeah, there was the massive takeaway. And so did Merck. Not so much now.
Yeah.
So did Merck at the time.
Yes.
Oh, well, it's a hockey guy. So Let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. It's the calm before the storm right now, but you see it with McAfee showing up and you know, a hell of a set that he has over there. It's amazing. Like Metallica. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Sleep Number. We were impressed by Sleep Number.
Yeah.
And at first it seemed sort of a place. Sure. You're very, you know, in the corporate world business sports report. So at first we're like, wow, Sleep Number. And then we realized how many NFL guys are actually going to be, you know, Dak Prescott, Robert Woods, Eric Dickerson.
Gallup.
And you think if you're an athlete, you got to have a mattress.
No, I don't think there's any sponsorship at all. They just wanted beds, so they brought Sleep Number in.
Yeah. What's your number, Rick? I thought about taking a couple naps myself.
You're a 42?
Paul Warfield.
You're 42, huh?
Paul Warfield.
That's soft, man.
That's a soft. That's a very soft
42. And 220 pounds, it doesn't work together.
Hey,
you have to
you can see the numbers from here. Eric Dickerson's a 90.
90. That means he sleeps on concrete.
My God.
Yeah, the higher the
well,
more
you know
firm.
Look how he is.
Yeah, he's
look
got perfect posture. Yeah, not like me. I'm a slob.
He'll never walk again.
He's a 90.
Well,
so
wait for tomorrow and the next day, because this place will become increasingly zoo-ified. You're going to have all of the handlers carry in all of the people, and every corporation that ever wanted to be will spend an inordinate amount of money just to be around here. Then they'll look around Monday and say, why did we spend that money? If you remember the Super Bowl ads, they're now spending up to $7 million a pop for a 30-second ad on NBC. And they're forced to buy.
So what's the Super Bowl ad going for, 30
this
seconds
year.
This year?
It's up to seven.
But
let me tell you why you can't really answer that question. Because NBC Brightly has packaged the Olympic stuff that's happening simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want a third quarter ad, you got to buy curling.
Okay.
I'm buying curling.
So it's almost like a PSL. It's almost like a PSL to buy. You got to pay us now. And we could go on and on just about how corporate sponsors spend so much money and network so much money for Beijing.
That's right.
Now they don't want to be associated with it.
Well,
they just want to sell the athlete part, but they didn't get their bang for their buck at all coming into it. Being we're the proud sponsors of a game, they didn't want people to really know we're the proud sponsors of the game, right?
That's the risk and flip side of sports being live appointment television. 95 of the top 100 programs this last year were all sports.
Yep.
And 78% of those were NFL. There were like two entourages and some outlying one other BS program.
Yeah.
But if you want to make sure you get your investment,
Walking Dead,
that's the way you
BS
do it.
Program.
Yeah, they walked off the set.
No. You know what? The one thing too, and I don't want to sound like the Golden State Warrior minority owner.
Yeah.
But I'm not. You know, let's not pretend everybody's on some soapbox because they're not supporting the Olympics because of politics.
Well,
you're not watching the Olympics because they're on at 4 a.m.
Well, did you? Well,
they're on at 3 a.m. Let's be real, right? As far as the soapbox.
Here's another thing. When I see a Hungarian skater going to win gold for the first time, and the guy in China takes him out, and then they go to review, and China gets the gold and silver.
Well,
there's a lot of people. They're not impressed with the way things are going down with these judgment calls, Rick.
No, but I will tell you this: you are in a better position of evaluating whether the Olympics work or not than I am because Canadians are doing pretty well the first 3 or 4 days. With the Americans, you have to have some superstars that you're following, whether they're following and doing well or not. And when Michaela Schifrin loses her first race, it's like, well, she can't win every race she's in, so I'm out. And there are a lot of other people like that. You Canadians, you're kind of used to mediocrity, so there's a little
difference.
We saw the final score last night.
You see 4-4-2 Canada. You like us kicking
USA
ass in soccer,
two,
now,
I say,
hey, you better settle down,
get
Rick.
Worked up over here.
Okay. No, we don't want to give you a curling rock.
Those rocks are pretty strong.
Oh, you know how much a rock weighs? What is it, Brent? See again? When I say 42 pounds, it's like a sack of potatoes.
Let me ask you, Rick.
Do you know about? Wait, time out. You know about the rocks? You know the details of the rocks?
How they were made?
They are made out of the island of Arran, which is about 7 miles east of Turnberry.
Scotland.
So if you go in Scotland, go to Turnberry, it's the 18th hole. You see the island of Arran, and then if you want to buy a curling stone, you go to the Turnberry gift shop. And you pay with a 14,000.
How do you bring
markup
it back and lug?
Imagine a 42-pound. He knew how much they weighed. They're 42 pounds.
In an official curling rock holder.
Hey, you're going to like this, though. This is slick. I didn't realize this. The NFL, when we bought our merchandise here, they have a deal with FedEx. They'll just ship it to you so you'll buy more. You don't have to worry about wearing it.
Masters, the first year the Masters did it, it increased the merchandise 62%.
62 by people.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It, I'd buy it, but I don't want to carry it.
Because there's some stuff heavy.
I'm taking home. Right?
That's a great point, Rick.
Yeah.
Genius. Two. Rick Haro. Genius. One.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're kicking it here. We're live on Media Row, live from Los Angeles, California. Countdown to Super Bowl 56 is on. It's been a crazy day today. We were kicking it with Pat McAfee earlier today. We met the legend, Barry Sanders, who was like, he scared me more than the time we had Dick Butkus on the show. An intimidating dude, man. An intimidating dude. But man, joins us right now. Super cool guy. Two-sport athlete, multi-sport athlete, hell of a baseball player. And tight end in the National Football League as well. Ed Smith steps up and in. Ed, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, man. Appreciate you gentlemen having me on. And real quick, I was that close to playing with Barry in 99, got there to the Lions, and that was the year he decided not to come back. So I was all excited to be blocking for him, and he never showed up, man. So at least you guys got to meet him.
Day late and a dollar short, huh?
He never showed at least.
Let me ask you, Ed, around the sport, whether it was baseball or football, who was the guy that, you know, when you were coming up that you were like, oh, damn, man, this guy's for real in real life? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I meet a lot of people and I don't really, whatever, I don't get all rattled. Barry Sanders, I actually thought in my head, don't say anything stupid, Renzi. You know what I mean? Just be chill. So don't say anything stupid. Who's a guy that, you know, you were growing up to that you met or, you know, you were playing with, you said, damn, man, this guy's the real deal in real life, and I don't want to piss this guy off?
I'll take you to my baseball days. It wasn't really that I was scared I would piss him off, but I played alongside Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. We were on the same team with the White Sox back in, I think it was 1990 was the year he got called up, you know. So, you know, I played against, you know, he was the Big Hurt over there first, and I was the Big Pain over at third, you know. And like I said, for the first time I saw Frank swinging a bat, I was like, this dude can rake. And it didn't take him long to get to the big leagues, and sure enough, Hall of Famer, you know. So you're talking about seeing skills early on. I saw Frank's skills, you know, when he was still a young pup, man. But like I said, he obviously knew what he was doing with that bat in his hand.
A super cool dude, though.
I met him at the blackjack table. Yeah. Remember, I told you the guy was amazing.
In Vegas.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. When I met him, he was awesome.
Yeah, he's a super, super cool dude. So you got to get him to hook you up. You got to get in the ads with him and, like, Flutie and stuff.
That's
man.
Right.
Hey, I feel great. I look great.
Was it Regenic? What's that stuff again? What is it? What's that stuff they're using?
Regenics or whatever.
Regenics, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll like it, too. She'll like it, too.
Every time I see the commercials, I have to put them on mute, man, because I just want to call Frank. Man, come on. You got to do better than that. But, yeah, no, hey, he's making $1,000, man. I can't be mad at him.
Hey, so speaking of which, you look at Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw, you know, with the Dodgers, didn't win a title for a while, finally gets it done. His boy is Matt Stafford. Imagine that high school baseball team, right? You got Stafford was the catcher and Clayton Kershaw. Even though Stafford's gotten this far right now, there's still people – he still needs to finish this off, right? People are like, wow, there's – you know what I mean? Can he win the big game? Can he win the big game? Can he get through this game without turning the ball? Like, I'll cut to the chase. A lot of people say, you know what, even though Stafford's the veteran, I like Joe Burrow in the quarterback matchup because Joe Burrow, this kid's got ice in his veins. What's your take on Stafford and the quarterback, you know, and his thought process coming into this game and Joe Burrow, Joe Smooth, Joe Silk, whatever you want to call the kid?
Well, personally, I think Stafford paid his penance, man, for all those years of abuse he took in Detroit, playing with an organization that wasted a lot of his best years, if you ask me. The fact that he's coming here, or he's with the Rams now, and he's turned it around in year one, for me, I think it's been a success. But obviously, because, this is now the biggest game, he's already gotten over a couple humps by getting some of those wins. But I think part of the disadvantage for him now is, say if he was matched up against Mahomes, they would consider this more of an even matchup. Because it's the surprising Bengals, now it's almost like, well, he's got to win this one because, you can't let the
That's
Bengals
a good point. Because it's against the kid, right?
Exactly.
It's against the kid and Burrow.
Yeah. So, you imagine if it was the other way around, like if it was Mahomes and him and they dueled, it would be like, well, he just lost to the better quarterback. But in this situation, I think there's even more pressure on them because, like I said, they basically have, it's a matchup against this veteran team against this upstart. But like I said, it adds a little more pressure, if you ask me, onto Stafford.
Yeah, they're pretty good for an upstart team, though, when I look at Cincinnati, right? Like, who goes on the road? You beat Derrick Henry and the Titans. You come back from 18 down against the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, they might be underdogs. I'm just telling you, like, you play the game. Like, what's your feeling around the Bengals? Are these guys a team of destiny? I know they're underdogs, but the way I see these guys is they're not afraid of anybody. If you can come back in Arrowhead down 18, you can play the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Well, I have a little bit of experience, being on that 98 Falcons team that went into Minnesota. We were 14-2, and people still didn't give us any respect because of the Minnesota Vikings being 15-1. They had Ross, they had Carter, Randall Cunningham. They were supposed to basically drive us. The only people that believed we even had a chance was the 53 in that Falcon locker room, and that's kind of what I'm seeing from the Bengals. They could care less who they're facing. They actually believe in themselves, especially, you fast forward, they've gone the gauntlet so far. Who would have thought they could go to Tennessee? Then they go out to Kansas City at down 21-3 at one point. Now, look at where they are. They're about probably as confident as you can get. And as long as, in my opinion, as long as they can handle all of the, that this week entails, because it really takes, the week, bye week is one thing. When you finally get to the city and, there's all the extra media stuff, there's all just so many distractions. If they can handle that, continue on their path, get to Sunday with the game plan, firmly in hand, I give them a shot. Now, if you ask me to make a pick, which we might do later on, I'll tell you what I think. But, you can't tell anybody in that.
Yeah, hold off. We'll wait a couple of minutes. We still have like 5 minutes left.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll hold off.
Save that for the end.
Let me ask you. Yeah, I'm just busting you, man. And listen, man, it's everyone's talking about the matchup, man. You know what I mean? Aaron Donald, man, Floyd, Von Miller against this offensive line that was like 31st in efficiency in the NFL this year. Only the Dolphins were worse. And it is real. It's not just like low-hanging fruit. They did have a problem. But they've given up 12 sacks in the playoffs. 9 of them were in one game. As a tight end, are you thinking, like, so what do you do? Do you jam up tight ends on the sides here to add added protection? If you're the Bengals, what kind of scheme are you coming up with here, my man?
I that's a great question. I think, as a tight end, I would be expecting to chip a lot, be late into routes and stuff like that. That includes your running backs. You're going to have to be real creative with your protections because, man, you're talking about an awesome front coming at you between Arnold and Von Miller and Floyd and whoever else they decide to throw at you. The difficulty about facing the Rams is you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know whether they're coming with pressure up the middle. You know, you got the edges to worry about. And then, obviously, the Rams are going to take a good look at that Tennessee tape. They're going to have a great plan to try to come in here and disrupt Burrow. The thing that I like about Burrow, though, and is this dude has been unshakable to this point. Can you imagine getting sacked 9 times in a game and still – that's almost like being in a prize fight and just taking haymaker after haymaker. And you know what it reminds me of? Remember those old Rocky movies, man, when Rocky would just put his gloves down and be like, yeah. Hit me, man, hit me, man.
That's kind of how much does his teammates love him when they see this kid? When they see the young QB getting up after this time, yeah. And they must think, come on, guys, we got to do it. Let's go. How much is that? How much do the other guys feed off of Joe Burrow when they see this kid's toughness and he doesn't complain?
Well, I tell you, the first thing, the offensive linemen that are going over there and helping him up off the ground, the first thing they're saying is, hey, sorry about that, man. We'll get him next time. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, you're looking like this dude continues to get up and he's not shaking. You know, I'll give you a prime example. You know, we faced the Rams in the playoffs in this first round in the wild card, and our young quarterback, man, he looked like a deer in the headlights. And you could almost see it. Like something was just wrong. And you have not seen that from Joe Burrow. And like I said, those guys feed off of that. The entire, not just the offense, but the entire team. You can imagine the guys on the sideline, they're watching him do his magic. Man, they are just like, just feeling it. And when he's out there doing his thing, it makes the defense, it makes the special teams, makes everybody want to pick up their game to match what he's doing.
And Ed, of course, has done a lot of media in Arizona and talking about Kyler Murray. And I said this yesterday, Ed, that, and I like Kyler. I'm a big Kyler fan, and they, you know, no shame in having a bad playoff game in your debut, et cetera. But I think it's a bad look to unfollow your organization before you've even sat down and start negotiating, man. Like, and especially when you're coming off a terrible performance, like horrible performance in a playoff game that you know, they were out of that game as soon as the national anthem was over. I just thought it was a bad look. What's your take on that? Like, just, you know, quietly negotiate. Why does everyone got to make a deal of everything online all the time now, man?
Absolutely. It's a horrible look, if you ask me, especially after the way we kind of limped to the finish of the season. What's kind of disturbing to me is that I don't know what reason there is to do what he did, other than you mentioned maybe it's a negotiation ploy. But, you know, at this point in time, and I've said this all through the year, I just didn't like his body language. And I'm even saying,
Cam said the same thing. Body language.
Like, his body language is awful. Yeah. Like, it was noticeable.
Well, if you
notice
know,
when
if
they win,
noticed,
his body language is good, but whenever they don't win, sulking. He sort of gets into that, like, pouty teenager type of attitude.
It's not good.
You guys have probably seen it too. Like, he'll throw an interception. The first thing he does is throw his hands up, like, what are you doing? And he's never taken responsibility himself and said, you know,
correct.
Look. We know some guys bite the bullet for their players, you know, that type of thing. But it's been a bad look so far.
Man, we're all out of time. We're going to definitely do this again. What's not so crazy, we're back in studio. I want to talk about the Suns. Who's hoisting the trophy, man? Pick time. Let's do it. Who's winning the Super Bowl, Ed?
I got Rams 30, Bengals 17.
Whoa, jeez.
Cam doesn't like that.
Cam doesn't like that.
Rolling. Hey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Super Bowl live, baby, live from Los Angeles. Rams versus Bengals. Who we on? Who we on? Cam, you didn't like Ed's pick. 30-17, not even close.
I really like
that.
Said
Rams roll.
I can't even
he
cover my
teaser. He picked up
teaser.
Joe Burrow. How's all Joe cool? He's like, 30-17 Rams.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like that at all. I said, come on, Ed, even 11 or under? No? Okay.
That's not even going to cover you a teaser.
That's my point. That's what I just said.
I don't want to touch this ball too much because it's so
it's actually,
white.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's white. Don't die. Yeah,
pretty nice ball, though.
I agree.
So where's the smart money? Which team?
Smart money.
Smart money's on the props. So that's where the smart money is at. Well, it sounds to me like the smart money is on three ice, actually, which we're going to get to. But before we do that, last night, we hit Canada over the U.S. We told you lay the half a pocket plus one away.
Exact
women's
score.
Ice hockey. Cam even said it was going to be 4-2. Ended up being 4-2. Cam, a.k.a. his nickname is Ron Rubber.
Yeah, Ron Rubber.
Faces a lot of rubber.
Lot of
he bets, he bets a lot of hockey.
Yeah, I'm a hockey bettor.
Bets a lot of hockey. So what do you got for us, Ron Rubber, tonight?
Ron Rubber? Rubber was looking at the Devils against the Canadians, Gabe, in your backyard. I don't like the line movement there. I like the Minnesota Wild probably to get it done in Winnipeg. Those are games that I've looked at early. Boston, a small favorite against the Pittsburgh Penguins. I got to take a look at the board, buddy, but those were my initial leans. That's where I'm going right now.
All right, so speaking of hockey, let's bring in Mr. E.J. Johnston right now, founder of Three Ice Hockey League. And this stuff is about to take over. This is, like, super, super cool. But let's let the founder of the league tell us about it himself in his own words.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks,
how you doing,
guys.
E.J.? Welcome to Super Bowl 56 Media Row. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. And by the way, I don't like the pick the Bruins over my Penguins, so we'll see what
happens. Oh,
Yeah, we should note that his father is legendary goalie Ed Johnston, a former Pittsburgh Penguins legend.
Sorry, Ed.
And, you know, the Pittsburgh, you guys, you know, McAfee and the crew, it's all Pittsburgh over here.
Absolutely.
The Hammer Don guys. Pittsburgh's building over.
Pharrell, he's Pittsburgh.
Everyone's from Pittsburgh here.
Hello, Pittsburgh.
We're like locusts. But no, look, great to be here. Look, we think we've built a better mousetrap. We've taken what is a fantastic, we call the best part of hockey, the overtime session.
Yep.
We've improved upon that. We've made our two eight-minute halves of running, eight-minute periods, excuse me, of running clock. We're going to roll at you like rugby seven, six games per tour stop. All six
awesome.
Of our teams descend upon a single city. Three opening round games, two semifinals, one championship. Not going to go 4-on-3 power plays. We're going straight to penalty shots if there's a penalty. And the whole action takes place in the course of 3 hours. We'll do that for eight straight Saturdays, and then our championship will be our top four teams in Vegas, and they'll be competing for $2 million, $1 million in the regular season and $1 million winner.
Every penalty, a penalty shot?
Every penalty, a penalty shot.
That's, wow, that could change things pretty quick.
Absolutely. Great opportunity to bet, right?
So to recap, so what did you say? So we recap $1 million and then another million? So
yeah, $1 million across the regular season.
Yeah, for the regular season,
quasi,
and then another bonus.
A quasi-winner-take-all $1 million.
The players.
I like that.
Very similar, too, and something I was a big fan of, which we loved, and FanDuel's involved, which was the basketball tournament.
Sure, Big Three is great.
Yeah, no, not the Big Three.
Oh, the TBT.
The TBT, where they just said, all right,
that tournament.
Here's $1 million. Who wants it?
That's it.
Yeah, who wants it? Which team, right? So looking at the coaches of your league right now, and we'll share the television partners that you guys have, and clearly there's a lot of excitement around
heavy
this league.
Hitters, man.
But the coaches of the league, Mr. Guy Carbonneau, who used to be a regular on my show in the old days, Grant Fuhr, one of the greatest goalies of all time, John LeClair. LeClair for mayor, that's what people chanted at the Stanley Cup parade. Yeah, he scored 1 million overtime goals for the Canadiens, if you remember.
He was great.
You know what university he went to. He's a Vermont Catamount.
UVM.
Damn right. Cat, baby, cats. You got Joe Mullen, Larry Murphy, and the legendary Brian Tranchier. The commissioner is Craig Patrick, former assistant coach of the 1980 U.S. Olympic team, the Miracle on
Smart
Ice.
Smart guy.
So clearly you have some credibility as far as the coaching staffs are concerned.
Yep.
And the commissioner. We'll get to the networks, but it always comes down to the players. Talk to us about the players, and I imagine if you're putting money on the table, then the caliber of player comes up.
Absolutely.
What's been the reaction of the hockey community? What kind of players are playing for you guys?
Yeah, so they've been chomping at the bit. We've actually signed up 90 players. We're going to have 42 players on our active roster. So six skaters plus a goalie gives us 7 players per team times 6 teams, 42 active roster spots, 2 emergency backup goalies,
yep.
1 on each bench in case there's a real-time injury. And then you're going to have a taxi squad of about 8 to 10 players. So we'll be about 54, 55 players. In Vegas in April, we're going to have that curated down through our tryouts. And
you're going to have open tryouts
for
the league, yeah.
That's right. So these guys, we've got 3 player profiles. The ex-NHLer that's between 31, 32, and about 36.
Yep.
Still can fly. A guy like Steven Oleski is a great example of that. We've got guys that are overseas, North Americans that are overseas,
yep.
playing a guy like Chris Bork's a great example of that. They're coming back home to either extend their careers or try and impress the heck out of their coaches or the scouts over there to get back over to Europe and improve their lot there. And then the third category is the young guns, the guys that are 26, 25, 26, coming out of uni, either the U Sports system in Canada or the NCAA system.
Yeah, support some university yeah. players that aren't getting a crack.
The young
guns. There's so many good players that aren't in the NHL. And I've said this is the problem, actually, about hockey as a whole. It's such a snob sport that if you're not, by the time, if you're not on the AAA elite team, by the time you're 13, right. yeah. the coach is like, I'm not going to waste my time with little Johnny. He's
what
never
about,
making
yeah,
it
what about,
to the
what
NHL.
About Joel Ward? The
yeah,
guy was a double-A player.
Look at a guy like Curtis Joseph.
Playoffs.
Curtis Joseph played junior
yep.
B hockey.
Yes,
turned out
did.
To be one of the greatest NHL goalies ever, right? Top-tier goalie in the NHL.
Steve Ruchin.
There's just some great players that haven't played in the NHL, so you can get some great caliber hockey with some former NHL players.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of guys ticking off the NHL box, but then I'll do one up on that. There's a bunch of guys that come into the NHL that are forced to play a role that they're not really suited for.
Oh, yeah,
that's a
yeah,
good point.
Good point.
So I talked to about a guy like Connor Sheary.
I love Connor Sheary.
If they didn't have the injuries that he had, that we had there to replace Crosby and Malkin for 30, 40 games a season,
yep.
that guy's on the fourth line trying to check against the Parekos and the Zdeno Charas of the world. He's going to disappear. But he got a shot. He buried a bunch of pucks. And now he's got a wonderful career. Evan Rodriguez in Pittsburgh is another great example of that. You got all those injuries. He's got 15
goals
call. In 30 games. No one even knew who that guy
the
was.
Sabre screwed that one up.
Well, but he'd be on the fourth line checking.
It's
and now he's a star.
That's a great point. yeah. No, we talk about that. Guys like yeah. Nick Kyprios, who was yeah. just sort of a grinder in the league, actually scored like a million goals in junior.
He was
right?
amazing.
People don't realize
that's
that.
Right.
Fighter.
And now they get to display their skills. So
that's it.
Great coaching staff. Obviously, you know, you've got a credible staff put in place. I want to get to the television network
sure.
partnership and ask you about the potential gaming and betting on the league, because that's what's really going to get people involved. Host cities, some great hockey cities here. Denver's a great hockey city. Grand Rapids, great hockey city.
Yep.
Hershey, great hockey city. Las Vegas turning into the sports yep. capital of USA and a great hockey city. Smashville, Cab, Nashville.
Nice.
Pittsburgh, but I like you showing some love to Canada.
Absolutely.
London, Ontario. So what, did you choose the toughest?
No, you did.
Toughest town in the country?
No, you did. It's a brilliant
London,
move. Between
Ontario.
Windsor and Toronto, you're thinking London's kind of central.
And Buffalo.
Right?
The Hunter brothers have done a very good job.
Great,
with the
London Knights.
So, and look, it's a great building, Budweiser Gardens. It's 11,000.
Beautiful.
Beauty, yeah, it's great.
And look, Quebec City. We think we might sell out in Quebec City.
Oh, no, Quebec City.
That's brilliant.
Beautiful arena, EJ, and a hockey
you know
mat. And not just hockey mat. You guys obviously on your research, the Red Bull Racing, the ice stuff, yeah. they love events.
And
Quebecers love events, short-term events.
And
they
I
love
think,
it.
I think they want to show the world that they are deserving of a big-time hockey
That's
product.
The thing.
They are.
Like, this is what we're talking. We're talking three guys.
Yep.
But Florida Panthers are saving these guys playing at Arizona State, and you're telling me Quebec City can't get a team?
That's
that
right.
actually makes me angry.
That's right.
That's
right.
A great move by you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm fired up for
actually,
this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I like
I like to play. I'm a little too old. I don't know if I can keep up now. My
yeah.
age.
I've
now.
Lost some weight, Marenzi. I can get back my power forward status. Like old days coming, old Dave Vanderchuk in front of the net.
Bang I can be home. The emergency goalie for the emergency goalie, maybe.
I
the emergency,
yeah,
emergency
like,
guy.
If the guy, like, if there's like, you know, the third guy goes down type of deal.
I love the Dave Vanderchuk reference. That kind of greasy goal.
Yeah, very greasy. Yes.
You know, those kinds of guys. Tim Kerr, I'm dating myself.
Love Tim Kerr.
Tim Kerr is
That's my move. Yeah.
So, talk to us about your television partners, and is there any, what about the potential for sports betting
on
this?
Yeah, of course. So, we just announced our international deal with ESPN today. We're going to be in 185 countries around the world outside of North America.
Good stuff.
TSN and RDS up north in Canada, English and French language, and in the States, CBS Sports Network and CBS
Great Property. Partners.
Sounds so, like you guys got your bases covered there.
Yeah, no, we were excited. All of them basically bought it in the room. They bought it off a piece of paper years ago. Super grateful for those guys, but great partners.
So it shows when people say no one cares about hockey. Well, clearly you went into the mainstream networks of the world, and they said, oh, yeah, let me hear more about this three-on-three hockey.
Well, they got it. They recognize our product is, A, really fun, going to translate really well onto television.
They like quick things, too, right?
Yes.
Like they like quick. Quick.
Snackable.
Yeah. Different yeah, exactly.
The word I use is snackable, right? Yep. We are made for this device. We are made for the phone, so for us to have highlights.
That rugby seven stuff, like you said, a
it's
game,
cool,
and then you're betting on, it's like, oh, there's another game already.
That's
and
it.
And then, you
that's
know what I mean? Then the other team's back again. You're like, oh, they're back right now.
And from a betting standpoint, we've got six games, two halves each. So you got, theoretically, from a pre-game standpoint, 12 betting opportunities. And then once you get into it, as we get historical data, so
yeah,
we can actually make lines and do the things
the futures,
that you guys, you know,
betting, and
all that stuff in year two will be far more robust. But we've got
What's your vision of the league to expand, and you know what I mean, and you know,
no, that's great.
You're seeing like, yeah, I want to have teams in Finland and we make this, like, you know, because you imagine it'd be, you know, five Finnish guys right now saying we want in on this,
right?
So
everybody likes money.
You've read my playbook. So this is 3Ice North America. Let's call it 3Ice proper. We will someday have 3Ice Europe. We will someday have a World Cup tournament based on countries. We will someday have a made-for-TV Little League World Series type of opportunity for 3Ice kids. We might have an opening act of 3Ice women. We might have a esports version of this thing. So there's a bunch of stuff. But we're going to crawl, jog, and sprint eventually. But we nail this thing down with a great in-arena product that translates well into television, great for betting. Then
so
we'll
it's Las Vegas? Do we have an official – is there an official date yet?
June 18th, we drop the puck. You can get the schedule on 3ice.com. We finish in Vegas.
And which arena? Is it
at the Orleans. We're not a team.
Orleans. Well, no, well, you know what?
I like the Orleans.
There's so many arenas there. That's why
I like
we
the
asked.
Orleans.
And
old
there's a nice
school.
New one in Henderson, too, right?
Yep.
But Orleans – that's the home of hockey.
Yeah.
That's where they supported the Bandits for years, right?
They've got the AHL franchise there now. It seats about 7,000 and change. It's a great market, great city for us.
And you got the casino right in the building. It's perfect.
It's all self-contained. The players are going to be excited to go there as well. So,
exactly. Good stop.
It's a good stop for them. Look,
I saw Sinbad.
Yeah. At the Orleans.
Talk about dating yourself. All right.
He was funny. He was good.
I saw Sinbad at the Orleans.
Was that 20
That's
years
awesome.
Ago? 20 weeks ago.
No, I saw him about.
You said he was good. Surprised, like he brought it. No, he brought it.
About 10 years ago, 2012-ish.
Sinbad.
He brought
funny.
His A game.
Well, he was good.
He won Star Search, and then he had a.
Huge no, he was much more. He's much. You know,
he
these
was
guys.
More.
Once these guys are older and beaten down, they don't care anymore.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He's not like it wasn't
Sinbad
like soft humor. Yeah,
not Sinbad was funny. I enjoyed him.
What I like about Sinbad, he was really good.
Yeah.
And I went to a lot of these stand-up, you know, a lot of those, you know, things in Vegas. I live there. And some of them would be like, man, it's good, but start looking at your watch.
Yeah, not that good.
Sinbad literally went like 50 minutes, and then he said, listen, he goes, I'm sure a lot of you were thinking, man, this has been good, but I want to hit the slots. And he goes, and so do I. And he goes, I got to be honest with you. He goes, I got no more jokes left anyways. So he goes, any questions? People are good. And he goes, you want to take a picture of me? I'll be at the slots.
Yeah.
And it's actually genius because then people start playing
exactly.
The slots. Exactly. Right? Like, it's
totally no,
like,
but it, right, no, 50 minutes. That's a long set.
No, but it was enough.
It's fine.
It was fine.
50 set. Minutes is that's a good set.
Okay, so Orleans, June 18th. This stuff is awesome.
Yep.
Man, over under till Guy Carboneau strangles one of the players.
Oh, Trucci's pretty intense. You guys got some coaches that are
for a 3-on-3 league. I'm thinking the same thing.
I was saying
Guy Carboneau is like the last guy I think. He'd be like, hey, call this tabernacle. All right, stop doing that.
He's going to be fantastic. Trotz, look, I had to convince Trotz. He was on board from day one. He was kind of a mentor and kind of a consigliere as we were launching this thing.
Yep.
But I had to convince him, and he finally—he was the last guy to come.
No,
on
Billy Smith. Can you get Billy Smith?
You know, I love Billy Smith. I was a goaltending guy. He's
a goalie.
Grand Fuhr. Yeah. So.
Hey, EJ.
Thanks for having us on.
Hey, you know what? We'll get him out properly on the other side. Hey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're throwing it down here live from Media Row in Los Angeles, California. We have the Los Angeles Lakers and the Milwaukee Bucks tipping off a little bit later on, about a three-point shot away from us.
Yep.
You know what? We're going to be here kicking ass all night long. So, EJ, I'm really looking forward to this, and I can't wait to start betting on this stuff. So before we get you out of here, where can people find information, tickets, stay up, caught up to date, Twitter, et cetera?
Yep, absolutely. So 3ice.com, 3 like the number, ICE.com, pretty much everything's on there. Tickets go on sale in about 2 weeks. And we dropped the puck on June 18th. And, yeah, as we talked about, we'll have some betting this year, and then we'll really get into it as our second year as we build those historicals for everybody out there. We can make smart lines and prop bets and all that fun stuff.
Cool.
Well, we look forward to speaking with you again, man.
Yeah,
we wish you the
great.
Best of luck.
Really
we'll definitely do this again.
Have a good one, man.
A lot of fun.
All right, we'll see you down the road. And speaking of hockey, Cam, what do you got for – and speaking of, you know what, we have all these pictures. We ran to the Hammered On crew earlier. And Gump asked me, he goes, what are you even on tonight, Marenci? I said, I hit the Raptors last night, but it's been chaos here. I'm running around all day. So as far as picks, Cam, I'm taking Auburn on the money line tonight, college basketball. Auburn money line at Arkansas. Give me Marquette plus the 6.5 at UConn.
Yep.
And Milwaukee Bucks on the money line. Because who comes to L.A. and is across the street to the arena and says, yeah, give me the visiting team, me.
Exactly.
Give me the Bucks on the money line. What do you got
for us,
Kevin?
Ron Rubber's going to hit the ice with the New Jersey Devils, -$1.20 on FanDuel. We're going to take the Boston Bruins 40 cents against your Penguins. Sorry, EJ, you're a nice guy, but I got to go with the Bees tonight. I might take a shot, actually, with Ottawa +1.5. The Senators were good to me beating the Devils last night. Those are the early games, Gabe. You like anything in the NBA? Are we going to take the Pistons, or is that a little bit too...
No, I'm just betting the Milwaukee Bucks.
Discipline. Don Discipline's back.
Hey, you know what? It's just been systematic. We hit Tom Hoge Sunday, Raptors on Monday.
Yep.
Tonight, we're playing three.
Yep.
So that's Auburn money line to beat Arkansas, Marquette +6.5 at UConn, and the Milwaukee Bucks to beat the Los Angeles Lakers tonight live from the Crypt. We're going to be broadcasting here all night long. We've got more guests coming up. I can't even keep up with what's going on anymore. Is Sharapan still with us?
Yeah.
Because he's not street clothes Sharapan. Yeah. He's sleepwalking Sharapan.
Yeah, exactly.
We're sleepwalking Sharapan.
He needs a sleep number.
Sharapan!
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.